This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You might assume that since parents around the country have objected to critical race theory, that there would be no chance that it would be taught in the public schools. But there is a bill before Congress that would federalize CRT. That is the conclusion of Stanley Kurtz, who has been researching CRT for years and alerted members of Congress to its inclusion in the Civics, Securities, Democracy Act. Back in May, I talked about his concern with the original bill. Now there's a revised bill that only seems to eliminate the radical political elements. His latest commentary demonstrates how the Biden administration could nationalize the teaching of CRT. Even if the language in the latest bill were changed, it is still likely that the $6 billion could be allocated and funneled through grants to pro-CRT groups and speakers. But he also explains the language trick used in the bill. It focuses attention on traditionally underserved students as well as underrepresented minorities. The argument being used is that the only way to teach these groups is to reject the traditional way of teaching American history and civics. Instead, that will be replaced with curriculum that stresses America's systemic racism. One of the books that provides a foundation for this teaching argues that we must abandon the traditional view of American history of a society that has struggled to overcome the tragedies of slavery and racism. For many minorities, it is argued this is merely perceived as white people's history and must be abandoned. He concludes by acknowledging that the educational left is hoping that Republican naivete, combined with several clever rhetorical tweaks, will dupe at least a few Republican senators and representatives into sponsoring the bill. I certainly hope that some of the members of Congress have greater discernment than that. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.